And we are back. Welcome to Real World Networking. I am Mark Sieverkrop. And this week, I want to talk about how to make networking easy when you're short on time. And I want to explain to you why I'm talking about this. Because for a while, I've been talking about networking on my blog. And I've been sharing with you networking tips. And I've really always thought I was focusing on the busy professional. You know, somebody that doesn't have a lot of time. Somebody that wants to network, but just doesn't know where to find the time. They don't have time to go to networking events. They don't have time to spend every waking minute, you know, connecting with people on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. They just don't have the time. And so that is why I am writing this post today, because I want to help you make networking easy when you're short on time, because all of us probably have less time than we would like to have. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine today, and I said, you know, I just wish I had 60 hours in the day to implement all of these things that I want to do. I don't have the time. And my guess is you're probably that way too. You know, there are a couple things that keep networking from being easy. Well, first, there are about a million quote-unquote networking activities that you could be doing. You know, everything from networking events and chamber events to cold calling to spending time on LinkedIn to taking acquaintances out for coffee or for lunch to, you know, calling people to running into people in the store and you know, collecting business cards, whatever it is. There's a million things you could be doing. And the second thing that keeps networking from being easy, and it's very closely related to the first, is, like I said earlier, you and I are busy and we just don't have the time to devote to networking like we think we should. You know, networking is definitely one of those things that Dr. Stephen R. Covey, the late Dr. Stephen R. Covey, would call a quadrant two activity, meaning that it's important, but it's not urgent. You know, networking is one of those things. It's not something that if you don't do it, the world is going to end. It's not something most likely that if you don't do it during the day, you're going to get a chime on your email that's going to say, hey, you haven't networked today. It just doesn't happen. It's important, but it's not urgent. It doesn't have to be done right now. So it takes a backseat to phone calls. It takes a backseat to questions from customers. It takes a backseat to all of these things. But networking is vitally important to your career, your business, and your life. It's important in every aspect of your life. And that's something I really want to drive home and help you realize is it affects everything. So how do you make networking easy when you are short on time? See, I'm convinced that you could build your network in 20 minutes a day. And why am I convinced of that? Because that's pretty much what I've done. Now, don't, you know, ask me to pull out my calendar and prove to you that I only spent 20 minutes a day. Yeah, sometimes I spent more than 20 minutes. You're right. But sometimes I didn't spend as much. My point is, if you will focus on high return networking activities, you can take great strides in growing your network in short daily bursts. You don't have to spend hours. You can do it very quickly. I want to share with you today two activities that you can do quickly that will make your networking easy and will give you good returns, excuse me, on growing your network. The first, I've talked about this before, but it's so, so important. Quarterly reach out emails. This one is a must. Every quarter, write a form email, something that you're going to send to everybody, pretty much the same that you can send out to everybody that you know. And if you have not signed up for my newsletter on the website, if you will sign up for that, you will get a step-by-step instruction PDF on how to create that email and some actual templates that I've used. So you can go to sieverkrop.com and you can get that by signing up for my newsletter. And if you'll spend 20 minutes a day, a few times a week, I know you'll be able to email your entire network once a quarter using this email. And by reaching out to them and keeping those relationships warm, it will allow you to grow your network with just a little bit of consistency. If you just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, you'll be amazed at the conversations you'll start, the friendships that you'll deepen. You'll be able to do all of that just by using these quarterly reach out emails. The second one I want to share with you is LinkedIn recommendations. I believe this is one of the easiest ways to maintain and grow your network. You know, recently I spent about 20 minutes one morning writing a few recommendations for some colleagues. And one of those colleagues literally thanked me four times for writing that recommendation. Over the course of a week and a half, I was thanked four times by the same person because I wrote this recommendation. And it literally took me, guys, this took me 3 minutes. but it really deepened that relationship. I got an email from him later that day. Hey, thanks so much for writing that. I appreciate it. I saw him later that week at a function. Hey, I really appreciate you doing that and writing that on LinkedIn. That really meant a lot to me. Later that night, he tells it to me again. He really, really appreciated it. I would recommend you spend at least 20 minutes a week writing LinkedIn recommendations. You know, find some people that are on LinkedIn that you know personally and you can vouch for what they do. My disclaimer with this is make sure it's a truthful and a beneficial recommendation. If it's somebody you don't really know, and you don't know them well enough to leave a recommendation, don't leave one. This has to be sincere. If you write a recommendation and they know that you don't know what you're talking about, it's not going to mean anything. So first get to know them better at that point and then go back and write one for them. So those are the two things, quarterly reach out emails and LinkedIn recommendations. Those are two things that you could spend 20 minutes a day doing that would really, really help you focus on growing your network. When you're short on time, the key is to focus on the areas of networking that will bring you the greatest return. We've all heard of the 80-20 rule, or the 20-80 rule, however you want to say it. 20% of the activities makes up 80% of the results. And it's the same with networking. The things that will bring the greatest return will always be with those that you have already met, but you don't have a strong relationship with, those that are on the fringes of your network. If you'll focus on maintaining and cultivating these relationships, you will find new people to connect with along the way, all the while strengthening current relationships, because these people that you don't have strong relationships with are the ones that know people that you don't know. And you'll be able to be introduced to them. You'll be able to run into them as you're connecting with people, whether it's because they're tweeting with somebody or whether that's because they're talking with somebody if it's in person. Those are the people that will allow you to grow your network. So you can do this, and it's really focusing on the high result and the high return aspects of networking, is focusing on these people that are in the fringes of your network and developing those relationships by adding value, by keeping in contact with them, by following up. Those are two things that you can do, and they're super, super easy. They literally will take you. You can do them in 20-minute bursts every single day. You don't have to spend 3 hours. You can do them quickly. So my question for you today is, what do you do when you don't have much time to focus on growing your network? What are the things that you are focused on? Go ahead and head to sievercrop.com/networking-easy to answer that question. Oh, and hey, if you're still here, I have two more activities that you can do in about 20 minutes that will grow your network and make networking easy, even if you're busy. And I'm going to be sharing those two along with the two that I just talked about. I'm going to go into more depth with those two that I just talked about on a free call on September 18th. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, September 18th may have already passed. But if it hasn't, register for this call. You can go to sievercrop.com/call, just C-A-L-L, sievercrop.com/call. And this is a free call, and I'm going to talk about 4 ways that you can grow your network in 20 minutes or less. Because I believe if you could find 20 minutes, you can grow your network, and you don't have to have a lot of time. And, you know, even if you can't make the call, maybe that's a bad time for you, maybe you're at work, maybe you have other things going on, if you can't make that call, still sign up. Because you'll have access to the recording of the call once it's finished. Plus, and this is something that's really important, plus, there's going to be a drawing. I'm going to do a drawing for all those who sign up for a special giveaway. Now, in order to do this giveaway, I need to hit a certain threshold of people. And I need about 15 more people to sign up for this call as of right now when I'm recording this. It might be less by the time you hear this, but as of right now, I need 15 more people. And if we hit that, I'm going to be doing that drawing. And the giveaway is, I got to be honest, it's worth like $800. $800. It's a giveaway. And the reason that... And here's a benefit of networking right here. The reason I can give this away, an $800 value for free, is because I've built a relationship with a friend of mine. And she's willing to trade services. And for me giving her a little bit of recognition, she's willing to trade these services and give this value of $800. So I'm going to share more about that in the coming days. But sign up, get all your friends to sign up, share it on social media if you would. And if we get to that next level, if we get 15 more people to sign up, then we're going to do that giveaway. And if we get some more, I might find some other stuff that I can give away too. But for right now, that's the one drawing I'm going to do. So go ahead and sign up. Sign up quick, even if you're not going to make it, sign up. And then we'll do that drawing, and you're going to learn 4 things, like I said, that you can do to grow your network in 20 minutes or less. I look forward to seeing you on your call, and have a great day.